You're listening to SBS News.
Saudi Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum has spent millions of dollars through his worldwide Godolphin enterprise in his quest to win the Melbourne Cup. But until this year's event had always fallen short. Here's how the final stretch was called on Channel 7.
Marbello gets up on the inside and here comes cross counter. Cross counter coming at Marbello. Cross counter's fly. The Blue Army have done it at last. Cross counter has won the Melbourne Cup.
Cross counter finished ahead of Marbello with Prince of Iran third. One of the biggest and most influential racing operations in the world, the Godolphin stable has won most of the biggest races across the world, but the Melbourne Cup had been unattainable since its first entry in 1998. Cross counter's Australian jockey, Kieran McAvoy, has enjoyed more success in the race, this year's victory being his third, after wins on Brew as an apprentice in 2000 and Almandon in 2016.
It means a lot to myself and my family, and it means a hell of a lot, I know, to Godolphin themselves. They've been striving to win this race for a long time, and as I said to my lovely wife each year, I said, I know they're going to win it one year, and I've got to be in their camp.
Cross counter was one of 11 overseas entrants in the 24-horse field, making it one of the largest international contingents in recent times. The four-year-old's Geldings trainer, Charlie Appleby, says it's every trainer's dream to win the Melbourne Cup, and the support of Sheikh Mohammed played a vital role in this win.
This is all down to Sheikh Mohammed. He's the one that's given us the encouragement to take the chances in what we do in internationally. And like I say, we've campaigned over the last 3 years now, and you know, we've been competitive, but we've always learned each trip what horse we felt was going to be needed on a big day. And coming into the day, this horse ticked a lot of boxes.
But the day wasn't without controversy, with calls by animal rights groups for horse racing to be banned growing louder with the death of one of the runners. The cliffs are more after the race. The five-year-old stallion's shoulder was injured during the race and he was later euthanized while still on track. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.